From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Uganda is often held up as a model of AIDS prevention. Rates of HIV infection among adults have dropped from a peak of 30% to 6% in recent years. Many give credit for the decline to Ugandan President Museveni. Unlike other leaders, he's been open about how HIV spreads, and he's emphasized self-discipline and condom use. Then there's the success of Uganda's ABC program, A for abstinence, B for be faithful, C for condoms. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, some religious Ugandans place their faith in the teachings of their church.
Father Joseph Arketty is a gruff man with a sunny disposition. Thick, steely gray curls, a broad grin, and a strong chin set atop a short, stocky frame. He came to Uganda 42 years ago, just as the country was becoming independent. He says one story that seldom gets more than a line or two in the history books is emblematic of the people the first Catholic missionaries found here.
In 1886, we had 22 Catholic martyrs who were burned alive because they didn't want to renounce their religion. Out of these 22 martyrs, five of them were baptized 1 week before. They knew very little about Christianity. The youngest of them is 14 years old. Now, it is not easy to imagine these young boys to be burned alive, as they did.
It is that same strength and conviction, he says, that is needed to save Ugandans from AIDS. But it's going to be a struggle. HIV rates may be going down in Uganda, but he's not so sure about Mabuya Parish, where he took over the Church of Our Lady of Africa 6 years ago.
Of course, we visit our Christians house by house, but we did not realize the dimension of this pandemic is so great. So in January last year, I made available the premises of the church on this side, 4 or 5 rooms. And we started the clinic with 14 patients, and now they are 750.
With so many being sick, he decided something had to be done to prevent the disease, starting with the young. But he wasn't buying the government's ABC prevention strategy, which he thinks sends a mixed message.
When you talk about AIDS and you say abstinence, faithfulness, okay, if you can't, condoms, you give a shortcut, but you don't solve the problem. When you appeal to the inner energy of people, even the youth, when they know the truth and when you help them to understand the value of life, they are able to take the right decision.
When you meet the young people, some of whom volunteer in the clinic Father Joseph started, you realize that more than just the precepts of the church go into making those decisions.
I'm saving myself into marriage now. It is 2001. I haven't gone out with anybody.
2001 was about the time that 28-year-old Olivia Birier started volunteering at Reach Out, the parish clinic, after her elder sister became sick.
She wasn't all that sick for a long time because she fell sick for only 1.5 months. Then she passed away.
You get the feeling that that experience, as much as the church's teachings, informed her decision to save herself for marriage.
The way I see people suffering with the disease, actually, it's something very hard to cope with.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Actually, ever since I started Reach Out, I've stopped that business of having boyfriends, because I fear a lot that maybe if I go out with him, maybe he might also be moving out with other girls, so I stopped going out with him.
Olivia Birier says not all of the young women in Mabuya Parish have been persuaded by the father's teachings.
Some listen, but some don't. Sometimes they say maybe because he's a priest, he might be deceiving us, or he might be stopping us from enjoying ourselves.
One of those who did listen was Eric Robert Kamumve, but not before he got his feelings hurt when he was a teenager and definitely interested in girls.
My own mind was telling me, actually, I should be part of them. I should have one. Yes, I should, honestly. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And did you?
No.
What stopped you?
They're not honest.
honestly, I have to tell you.
Kamumve works at the church's youth center with a club called Our Brothers, Our Sisters, as a mobilizer of behavioral change.
It's like a spiritual approach to changing people's morals, because it is believed that and whatever that will be done about HIV/AIDS, but unless you change people's behavior and morals, then you'll never do much. You know, it mainly goes to the people in their late adolescence and puberty. This is the stage when you're sexually active. So you try to educate people on how to behave, live with others, fellow youths, and not be always just attracted to them for sexual relationships, but just to be attracted to them as friends.
That's the aim. One of its tactics is blunt talk about sex.
We try to open up their minds about sex, generally, looking at sex, what it is, what do you benefit out of it after having, it's just a pleasure. And by the way, it's a pleasure of a maximum of a minute, I think, or some few seconds that you receive towards the end. And after it has gone, you'll start asking yourself, why did I have it? Why did I do it? Why do you ask yourself this? Because you know you're not doing the right thing.
The club offers games, dances, and social outings in mixed groups. But Father Joseph says no one is handing out condoms at Our Lady of Africa.
I help them to reflect, to see that life is precious, life is yours. There is not a spare life. Lost this one, you have lost everything.
Young people in Uganda do learn in school that condoms can protect against disease. And Father Joseph says that in private, he would tell a married couple that it is okay to use protection where one is infected with HIV and the other is not. But he says he would never say that in public. Like the young boys who faced the fire, Father Joseph says, many young people are resisting the temptations they find in Uganda's townships and cities.
I can be witness that even here in Kampala, you know young girls of 16, 17, 18 years old who are virgins, and they tell it to you in secret. So what I want to say is this. Change takes time, but the changes are happening.
Father Joseph Arketty of the Church of Our Lady of Africa, Mubuya Parish, Kampala, Uganda. I'm Brenda Wilson, NPR News.